Happy Thursday, happy hour, all that flyness. How y'all doing? Hopefully everybody's doing good. If not, it'll be better. I'm gonna put that on me. Like, comment, subscribe, share, please let us know you in here. We'd appreciate it. But today's a special one.
This is Sippin' with Sammy, Sam Malone, Barstool Roog, here with Rich Jules, the official sponsor of the Sippin' with Sammy podcast. Tap in with Rich Jules, male or female jewelry, black-owned, small business. Tap in with Rich Jules, Sippin' with Sammy approves.
I get to meet and chat with somebody that I'm just meeting for the first time now, and that's happens every once in a while around here, but she came highly recommended. Please introduce yourself to my audience.
Hello, everyone. My name is Yelly Sneaks.
Shout out to her. You know what I'm saying?
Happy to be here.
Let's do that for that. No, glad to have you. How you feel today?
I feel great. I feel, you know.
Yeah, you came in with the energy. You came in with the energy.
I was like, I feel good. I feel great.
Yeah, when she said I feel great, that wasn't the fake Joan. That was the real Joan. She came in to meet the people with a lot of energy, and I appreciate you for that.
Of course,
I appreciate
that. Thank you for even having me. You know?
Absolutely, absolutely. Like I said, you came highly recommended. I'm sitting here, and a dope MC that I know tells me somebody that's very interested and I need to talk to got Sneaks in their name. And I'm like, hold the hell up, man. Why that's her name? Said, because she got a thing for Sneaks, I think. I said, oh, man, then, you know, your friend is my friend. Listen. And that's kind of how you got roped into this situation. But
great.
You had reached out actually yourself and said that you would like to come through, but you didn't even know we had the conversation about you coming through.
Listen, I was like, it was... How do I word this? I'm like, okay. First of all, I was watching you and Dame's, and I was like, yo, this shit is dope. And I was like, I love Dame, and I just love the energy that you had throughout the chat. And I was like, yo, I gotta give him the props. You know what I mean? I was like, hey, if we work together in the future, we work together. I didn't know it'd be so soon, which I'm great it is, but I'm glad to work.
Because like I said, it was one of those things where it was like, this must supposed to happen because I didn't even get to reach out to you yet. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, maybe the universe is saying, bring this young lady through now before she out of there. So you about to be on the road or something. I don't know. It's getting nice. So I said, yeah, might as well push the button on it. And now you're here. Now you're here.
I'm here.
So a little bit about the name. Let's get into the name.
Listen, I already knew that was coming up.
We got to address elephants first, you know?
Listen, all right. So basically, Yelly Sneaks, my middle name is Tamyelle. I have my mom's middle name. This one person started calling me a nickname Yelly, and then everybody started calling me Yelly.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, and then my gamer tag is Dirty Sneaks. So I just took Yelly and I put Sneaks and I put them together because originally I was gonna go as Dirty Sneaks and he was like, nobody wants to take Dirty
Sneaks.
Hey,
don't do that. Oh my goodness.
That's funny.
But Yelly make you sound with Haitian or African or something.
Listen,
it gives it a unique sound that feels like it might have really been your government.
No, listen.
Until you say Sneaks and then it's like, well, shit. That's why I said it's an elephant, because it's one of those things that's like, well, that's dope, and then that's weird, but that's kind of cool, I guess.
Yeah, no, for sure, but that is exactly where I got my name from. I'm glad that I went with Yelly and not Dirty C.
Yeah, Dirty wasn't for you. Wasn't for you.
But, yeah.
Then you would have had to buy all the Sneaks that come dirty already. And I don't even understand them, so.
Listen, and it worked out, because then I get to call everybody sneakerheads, you know what I mean? So.
That and that's what I was impressed with. He was like, yeah, I think she calls her people sneakerheads. I was like, oh, that's cool. I'm hating. I should have named myself Sammy Sneaks.
Listen,
and it fits, but you know, whatever.
Listen,
I might borrow it one day. I'll put it in a verse or something.
Hey,
I ain't gonna steal it. I'm listen, just
we can do a song together, a collab.
We could do that. So, how long have you been Yelly Sneaks?
I've been Yelly Sneaks for officially a year now.
A year?
I started literally last year around this time. And yeah, it's been a year and it's been doing well.
So what do you officially do as Yelly Sneaks? Tell the people.
So I rap. Mm-hmm. I rap. I also make poetry. Mm-hmm. And I do a lot more other things. But yeah, specifically I rap. So that is what I get into. I dibble and dabble in some other things, like photo shoots and all the other good things. But yeah.
So rapping has been a year.
It has been a year.
Poetry was how long?
Poetry, I've been doing that, oh my God, since I was little. Probably like nine, eight. I've
started in school or?
For sure. I think it just started with like an assignment and then it just took off from there.
Like, I'm good at rhyming words and structure. A little bit of structure in my stuff.
And then my teachers, like, they will always be like, hey, you should take this a little bit more serious. Like, da, da, da. And I was like.
Because they was reading the mother poems and was like, she got it.
So it just went from there. And I was also acting for a really long time. I wound up going to high school for it.
You give me actress vibes.
Really? Thank you. But yeah, I was doing that for a really long time. Just acting, writing, dancing. And then I kind of like slowed down on it once I got to college.
You went to performing arts school?
Yeah, I went to Kappa.
Oh, you went to Kappa? Yeah. I stood Kappa up. They used to call me every week for my audition. They used to leave voice on my answer machine. I'm old.
Oh, my God.
And they used to be like, hey, we're just calling to see if you can make it through this week for your audition. They used to do it every 2 weeks. I used to be like, I'm going to engineering and science. Yeah. I heard y'all had no basketball team. Well, I'm not going. I'm not going. They ain't got no basketball team.
I love you there, though.
I probably would have did well there.
They actually have a major, too, that's kind of like... branch. I think they added that more recently. It's called MDTV, and that's for like film and all the other stuff. But yeah, it was a dope experience. But once I got to college, I kind of like slowed down. And then once I met my producer, Sumniba, he was like, well, I met him as Chris, as friends. And then I saw he was making beats. I was like, oh, that was hot. He was like, I think I was like reading him something or joking around playing on the mic. And he was like, yo, hop on this. And then it just went from there.
That's fire. And you just went with it. It was like,
okay. Yeah.
I'm here to perform. I am a performer. I'm classically trained.
I think I was like drunk a couple nights before my birthday. And he was like, hop on this. And I was like, all right, all right.
That's fire. And the first song came out dope.
It did.
You still rock with it now? It's only a year later. But
I definitely do rock with it. I feel like I can definitely hear my growth in it because there is definitely some things I'm like, ooh, but otherwise than that.
A little cringe on that one. I could have slid that in there a little smoother. That was a little rough.
No, literally.
I just said that. I ain't even try with that one.
No, literally. So it was like, I'm like, okay, I definitely could have done better. But otherwise than that, no. You had to start somewhere.
Obviously. Immediate feedback was good.
Yeah, it was. It actually was, surprisingly. Like, everybody around the dorms was like, oh, man. I was like, hold on, man. Y'all like that?
You picked the perfect time to try rapping.
No, right?
Women is lit out here.
They are.
Super lit.
They are.
What would you say your influence is as far as your rapping? Was it the production, or did you go with your poetry vibes and what you already was into when you started rapping?
Good question. I feel like it was mainly like the vibes that I was bringing and the headspace I was in at that time.
Mm-hmm. She just broke up with somebody.
What kind of? Got me there. But no, I think it was the fact that I felt like I was in a space right now where I wasn't creating in a really long time. Mm-hmm. And when I saw somebody else doing it, and it just kind of reminded me of stuff that I actually love doing. I love being in the arts. Mm-hmm. So when I saw him, it kind of like triggered me a little bit to like, yo, I really kind of want to dip back into this. So poetry is definitely like an influence. Artists I think I love. I think I was sharing like vinyls that I had that I was like showing my Kanye vinyls. He was like, oh shit, this fire. I'm like, hey, but otherwise than that, I think that's what really got me back into it. I'm like, damn, I really need to step my game up again. Like, yeah.
That's fire. That's really dope. As far as the poetry, did you have poetry books out? Are you published anywhere? Is there anything somebody could Google?
So, no, unfortunately. But, I am working on probably trying to publish a poetry book soon. Either awesome. That or trying to get into where I create a show where there'll be other performances with people like poetries and all the other stuff, but I'm trying to get into that and maybe make a show out of it or a book out of it, something, because I do want to share my work, and I feel like other people could probably relate to it as well.
Have any poems became songs?
Liquid Smooth, yeah.
Let's talk about it.
So I have a song called Liquid Smooth. I use my favorite artist, Mitski. And I also use, she's dope. And I used another song, I used the game Five Nights at Freddy's. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you heard of it, mm-hmm. but yeah, I used clips of that. And I told Chris, I was like, yo, mesh these two together, like mesh these two songs. And I wind up using one of my poems at the end of the song, mm-hmm. but I was rapping about what the poem was really about, absolutely. Which was like basically wanting to be loved more to an extent outside of my body, like just having people not romanticize the idea of me. And once mm-hmm. they get into a relationship with me or anything serious, like they leave. So I think that was like, it's just more to me than me feeling like an object to things or an object to people. No object permanence though. So that's really what it was about.
See, she cheating. Cause since she a poet, she just come into the game with the vulnerability and all that. To get to know me, this is the real me, this is where I'm at. She just come in with the shit. She ain't got to build up to it.
Listen, that's the crazy thing. I was so scared to put out a song like that and make it. And it was really honestly my producer who made me do it, because I was super, super scared to do anything like that. Like, I was kind of like, I was making my usual raps. I'm like, yeah, I'm, you know. And then when I came out that, I was like, oh, okay, it's a little difficult to rap mm-hmm. about, because it's something personal. So, mm-hmm. yeah.
That might be the one, though.
Yeah, no, for sure. People loved it when it came out. Yeah, so.
What was it? Eve joint, Love is Blind? That took her around the world. Listen. And I'm sure that it probably hurt, but it paid.
It did. It paid. It paid, though.
It paid. No, that's fire. So what have been performance experiences? How's that been for you?
Oh, my God. It's been really well. Yeah. Last year, it was a little slow because I was new, obviously, and I was still trying to, like, get to know people and get my name out there. But this year, mm-hmm. starting from January, it's been kicking off. It's only been getting busier. But people, it's been so great. People, I'm going to shows now, and people are actually singing my songs back to me.
Fire.
So that is really cool. I'll be traveling to D.C. and Maryland soon, in like 2 weeks. So, yeah.
Yo, is that an official tour, or is that just to go perform a couple places?
I'm performing at a couple places. Mm-hmm. I think people were like catching hearsay and like seeing me on different platforms and like, yo, come out here.
So you got booked.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Congratulations. Congratulations. And good luck with that, and travel safe, because, you know.
Yeah, I know. People crazy.
People weird, man. People
very,
weird.
Very.
What excites you about rapping, since like you still new at it? You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like what says, besides the fact that you felt like you needed to get back to being artistic, like I get that part.
Yeah.
But what makes it like, nah, this is a thing. I'm gonna travel with it.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Like,
how can I word this? I feel like it's mainly just been just I'm telling you, it's just the drive of seeing each time I perform and each time I put out a song and seeing how well it's doing and seeing people just like, yo, just texting me after or telling me after the show like, yo, you were really talented, you should really take this further. Like, that pushes me. That
absolutely.
Pushes me, because I feel like everybody's human. Like, they get in their head about shit, they be like, yo, especially me, I'm like, I'm new at this, there's mm-hmm. people that's been doing this way longer than me, mm-hmm. they have their craft down a little bit better than me. But it's just like
mm-hmm. it depends.
Listen. No comment.
Listen, man, some people just need to turn the lights on. He's fumbling in the basement.
But yeah, I feel like each time I make a new song and I hear a new beat, and I'm just like, yo, I could really, this could be the one. Like, I think that's the mindset of this could be the one that mm-hmm. really just keeps me going and like really just trying to bring it there, honestly, in terms of rapping. And just hearing other rappers and other artists too that really just, yeah, that motivates me a lot. Yeah.
No, that's dope. Besides Chris, who you been working with?
Dame.
That's a goodie. Dame got the production. Dame got a studio.
Yes, love Dame. Shout out to him.
I gotta lock in with Dame too. I told him I'm gonna pull up. He said he's gonna hit me up.
Who else have I been working with? I feel like there's another guy. His name is Ren. I recently have been getting a little bit more involved with him in terms of like mixtapes and stuff mm-hmm. that he's been collabing with me, and then he has created himself on. But otherwise than that, yeah, I'm pretty like, every time I branch out to different producers, I'm like, y'all don't understand me. Like, so like, y'all don't get the vibe. I'm trying to, I'll be like, yo, I'm feeling a certain way. They'd be like, how you feeling? I'm like, I want like something like a Timbaland Busta Rhymes. Mm-hmm. And then they throw me like an Uzi beat. I'm like, what am I doing with this, bro? I'm like, y'all don't get me. Y'all don't understand it. Y'all don't understand. Like, some nibba just, we there with it. That's a duo.
Well, there's beat makers and there's producers.
Yeah.
You know, shout out to Ace the Chemist. I walk into his studio not knowing what we about to do, and he'll start twiddling and sampling and
yeah.
And We doing that song every time. It's never a no from me. For some reason, he always just gets the same vibe I'm on or yes. whatever. He take me there. I don't know what it is.
That's
but
the thing.
We ain't searching through shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? No, just start sure. building and I'll be like, I got the hook.
I got the hook. No.
Whatever you done with that part, let me do the hook and then no, you can finish the beat.
No, it's just like, it is so great when you find that person that's really like, yo, you are talented, and it's making me want to like
mm-hmm.
bring my talents out there as well. But yeah, no, Sumna Ba, he just him.
Sumna Ba, how you say it?
Sumna Ba.
I'm gonna keep saying Chris.
Oh yeah, you can go back.
I'm gonna keep saying Chris because I don't want to jumble your joint. It's a good name, but I'm drinking, smoking, working. Yeah. There's a lot going on.
Listen,
boy,
man, that's
nah. That's definitely fire. What do you expect to gain from going out of state? What do you expect to get from that?
Honestly, start branching out. I mean, I'm not saying that like I'm just unknown out anywhere else, but I feel like once you start doing it's little by little, honestly. Like mm-hmm. once you start going out, you start meeting other people that's like, oh, I do this, and they could probably take you to another state. So it's honestly, and just getting people to just enjoy my music. Like that's what I'm really making it for, and I hope that's what I stick to. So getting that reaction for
it's funny because you remind me of like a former athlete. Since you've been performing your whole life, it's like rapping just gave you something else to get you immediate gratification. And since you're so talented, you could just go over there and do that. Like, it ain't nothing. Like, it's so funny because even with the humbleness of it, there's still the immediate gratification part of it. You get to see in real time people react to your thing yeah. or know your shit that you ain't know, knew nothing.
Yeah, for
or you drop something and it feel like it's your birthday
yeah.
because everybody hit you. Like, that's dope. You know what I mean? You get to have three, four, you can manipulate three, four birthdays a year. You want to drop a project? Your Facebook, it should be lit up the same way as no, your TikTok, they be covering your joint. They be like, yo, they dancing to me.
No.
It's my birthday.
Yeah. It really be something like that. But yeah, hopefully out there, I really love meeting new people. I feel
absolutely.
Like that is...
Networking is a major part of the job.
It's a major part of it. And I feel like it's not... To me, it's probably one of the best, like, top three best part of doing the job.
Stata, you going to be all right.
Yeah.
You going to be all right. I like hearing that. But go ahead.
But yeah, no. I feel like just meeting new people, meeting new faces. Obviously, you got to move carefully. But, you know, there's so many people out there that you just don't know about and what talents they have to bring as well. And I just like seeing other people prosper as well. So I feel like that's just always great to see besides myself.
I feel like the more you move around, the more you find your team.
Yeah, for real.
And you don't rush team and we don't need anything till we need it.
Yeah.
But some things come along and it's like, I'm stick a pin in that.
No, literally, right?
I'm going to autosave that one. You know, when you just, you find a place for it when it's time. And I think that if you don't mind meeting the people, first and foremost, then you're going to be fine because they'll love to interact with you, but you have to have the confidence to, you know,
with them back.
Yeah, and to not come from a robotic or a corny place.
Yeah, no.
Sometimes we get
genuine.
These scripts, you get yeah. these three responses, and motherfuckers be looking at you like, that ain't even what I said.
That's not what I'm talking
That's
about.
That's not cool.
Like this, I'm talking about to you a whole different topic. What are you talking about?
Yeah, like.
No, for sure.
I asked you how you were and you said your name. I'm confused.
No, wait.
But it's cool. It's cool. And I think that one thing I always tell people when I met Styles P, who is a legend and a hero in my eyes, years ago, I was in the studio. He walked in. He shook everybody's hand in the studio. And even though he knew everybody in his studio knew who the fuck he was, and he never seen us before, he said, ghost,
yeah.
ghost. And this was years ago, so this is before COVID.
Yeah.
Then he hit the hand sanitizer, walked out the room. I was almost offended because I said this before COVID. Niggas wasn't doing it. I'm like,
dirty, like.
But I'm like, it's cool because he came humbly. And it wasn't too much. And nobody wanted to get no pictures or nothing. You know, we was in there working. But it was one of those things where it's like, always keep it like that.
Yeah.
Like, keep it decent that way.
Character. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Dame is a very thoughtful person.
Mm-hmm.
What advice have you gotten from him? Or what thing has he said around you that stuck with you, like, on a tip like that? Like, as far as your growth and your next moves? I know it's a list, but give the people one that they can have. Not the one you keep it close. Give them the one they can have.
I'm going to paraphrase the conversation.
Okay, better.
Because my memory is dog shit.
Well, it don't matter. As long as you got the point, yeah.
You know, I think we were talking. I think that he was just, like, first really, really starting to really get to work together and stuff like that. And I think I had rapped on one of his, like, Timbaland beats for this mixtape, the Sweet Takes or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, yo. It's like, you are talented as fuck. And he was like, he was just talking to me about just basically like, he see me going far. And he's just basically keeping my head on my shoulders for real, for real.
Put a little battery back, with a little juice in your charger.
And because we did have a conversation about like, you know, I do recognize like in a lot of spaces, it is really male dominated.
Absolutely.
And I have to, you know, it gets overwhelming for me sometimes. Like it definitely does in terms of, I'm either getting over-sexualized or it's just this and that. So I have to move a certain way. And when I was talking to him about it, it was like he completely understood. And he was just telling me like, yo, fuck them. Like you ram into spaces. You make your presence known. It's hard to squeeze you in and move you out. And I think that conversation for real.
Them heavy words.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's like that definitely stuck with me because, you know, I do go into spaces and I'm like, all right. I'm probably one out of however.
How do I fit in?
How do I fit in? Or how do I make myself be like, hey, I'm here. Mm-hmm. Don't put me as no like background vocal or anything like that or nothing like that. Mm-hmm. Like move with a certain cadence. So that's just really been my thing right now.
I like it. No, that's fire. That's dope as hell because it'll come in handy and you'll only get into those rooms based on how you move in prior rooms. You know, and we all looking to get in a bigger and better room. Not even necessarily bigger, higher and better room.
Yeah, for sure.
So to speak. And that'll get you there. So that's fire. Sure. Now, I got 400 pair of sneaks. So, I don't know. So, like, I got a thing for the sneaks. So, we got to talk about the sneaks, man.
You're like, I'm on the sneak stuff.
Yeah, because now you got some cool little trainers on, you know what I'm saying? Nikes with the A6 look. I see what you did there. You know what I'm saying? Okay. What they call them? Mom shoes? Mom sneaks? You got that look on. That's the new fly shit, though.
Hey.
Yeah, but where did you start with the you being the original sneakerhead of your crew?
Well, I will say my best friend Anaya, she more of a sneakerhead than me, but.
But you got the sneakerheads. She ain't got no barbs. No, I'm playing. Shout out to you, Shorty. Shout out to you.
But I think it just came with me just liking to get dressed in general.
Mm-hmm.
And I view shoes as an accessory. So it's like, you know what I mean? It's like whatever the vibe I'm feeling with my entire outfit and I'm feeling spunky a little bit, you know what I mean? You put on a different shoe. And sometimes it's just like, I really do like off-brand shoes as well too. Cause like you really be finding some unique as like just shoes.
I got some weird shit on right now.
Exactly. Purses along with sneakers too. So like, I feel like sneakers and shoes and heels, they play a huge role. And I really love like dipping and bouncing into different types of shoes. I'll be walking in high school with the most random looking shoes. And they be like, girl, what the hell are you wearing?
I ain't gonna lie. I got grinded up a lot for that.
Yeah, like, it's just like, that sometimes I'll walk in with these, like, leather boots, cut, like, pointed tips. I'm like, girl, this high school. And I'm like, you don't understand. You're not getting the vibe. You're not getting the vision I'm seeing right now.
Right.
But, yeah, it was that and, you know, my addiction to purses as well. But there's nothing I can really name after purses, so.
That's funny. Yeah. What was your original favorite shoe?
Oh my god.
Well, what was the shoe that you wore that everybody was like, oh shit, she got those? And you was like, I'm doing this again.
Okay, I had these. It was crazy because I had these like damn near kind of knee length boots and they would have the thick ass soles and they were rounded. And I was like, you know what? I'm feeling bold today. And I put it on and then I was a little nervous. And once I start getting to school, I'm like, yo, actually, low-key, I don't know why I wear that shit. They about to grind me up real bad. They about to tease me. I got in there. Everybody was like, oh, I like those. Yeah,
did that.
And I was like, oh, wait a minute. Okay, yeah, I did that intentionally. Yeah.
She ate. I did that intentionally. You know, I'm just that fly.
I was like, I did that intentionally. It was that and, like, my Michigan dunks.
Michigan dunks?
At first, I was like, oh, let me get some dunks real quick. But
that's a good dunk.
Yeah.
For the dunkers, that's a good dunk.
That's a good dunk.
That is not a brick.
Yeah. So.
So what do you what types of? Cause you say you like random shoes. So if you a sneakerhead, what's in your collection? Did you cross completely over to mom shoes?
No, I feel like Listen.
I like that you still wear shoes, though.
Yeah, like, I'm about to say, I really do,
that
like...
That gets you a girl that can do bullshit is overrated. Like, women can wear shoes and sneakers. It's not that fucking hard. If you can't, you might need a different kind of classroom.
I feel like... My sneakers, I feel like... Definitely, I keep it, you know, I keep whatever appeals to my eye. I feel like I'm not even into too much into like, oh, that's different. Like, it's really just whatever appeals whatever, to my eye.
Yeah, pops out at you.
And same when it comes to heels and just regular shoes in general. Like, I feel like heels, probably you probably going to see the wackiest heels. I do have like the most wackiest fucking heels. No, no, man. I have this one. It's like a cow boot with like rattlesnake skin, though. That's in like white and gold. And yeah.
It's $1,500 boots. I heard that.
Yeah, listen.
I heard that, Miss Sneech. Probably was right, too. You see how she looked at me? Like, how you know? I know a little bit about shoes, though. But that's crazy because I actually...
Tell me about your sneakers, please.
About actually, mine?
Yeah, I gotta know.
I'm boring, man.
Nah.
But it's like what I was about to say about you. When you just said your heels are always so wacky and crazy, when you have or have had so many of shit, you start getting the most randomest shit because you done did all the other shit. And now I'm going to see if y'all willing to go where I'm willing to go because I know how to play the game and I know how to pull it off. So it's different. But like I got to a point when I was coming up, I had all the Nikes. We was Nike era. You know what I mean? Everything was Nike. Yeah. I didn't get Jordans until college because my parents, I was buying all my own sneaks and I wasn't buying Jordans. I would actually buy sneakers that cost more than Jordan because I got them for discounts. Like, I would get the $180 sneaks, the $160 sneaks at, like, $115 or some cool shit.
Right.
And I'd buy 2-3 pair. Like, I was a retard, but when I got to college, I bought Jordan. So, it got to the point where I had all the other sneaks.
Right.
And then I bought all the Jordans I wanted, like, 2 or 3 times. You know what I'm saying? Like, all right, I'm making up for lost time. So then they just kept putting out the same sneaks. Nike just kept producing the same shit that I already had in high school.
Recycle it.
And I was like, I can't. I'm not going to keep doing it. Like, and then some of the quality wasn't the same as the originals. And like when you a sneakerhead, you know the difference. You're like, no, them other Jones had a different leather on them. Yeah. Like, that's, or these don't feel the same way.
But
like,
they ain't walking the same
y'all way. Charging me more and cutting costs. Like, I don't like it. So I started wearing Pumas and Adidas all the time.
Right.
So I got about 200-300 pair of Pumas and probably 50 pair of Adidas laying around. Just, you know, whatever. And then a lot of random stuff. But mostly that's what I got. I got a few pair of Vans. But I'm also thrifty.
Yeah.
I will sit on a sneaker and wait till it go on clearance. And wait till it go on sale. And then add my motherfucking my extra 30% on it. So then I get 3 pair of sneaks, $400. Like, I be tripping.
Oh, yeah. No, you're not worth the game.
Yeah, I be in my back. Because when you the only one that really like what you like, you can wait. You don't have to be the first. You don't got to get it the first day. Nobody else worried about it.
For sure.
I can even do it in the stores. I could wait for this shit to go sell in the store.
No, for sure.
So what happens with that is like, I got a few pair of Vans, right? I paid $10 for probably 3 of them. Like $10 a piece. Like,
oh my God. So just hearing it, because you know inflation crazy.
It's crazy.
Oh my God.
The most I paid for a pair of Vans, and I might have 5 pair. The most I paid was 30.
Damn.
And when I see the $10 pair for people that's listening, it's good advice maybe if you want to find a way to give back to people. When I see the $10 pair, I ask them how many they got. I try to buy as many as I can, and I donate them.
That's
to,
awesome.
Somebody that works with kids or basketball team, whatever have you. And I tell them to incentivize them, and they don't have to say it's from me. But if you get a good report card, you know what I mean? Whatever it takes to motivate these
kids.
And the crazy thing is, even though they the $10 Vans, they the same ones they be wearing on a bus stop when you drive past the bus stop. They the same joints or better. Like, it's like Vans is Vans.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Sure. Now, if a kid say, I don't like Vans, that's different. But if you ain't got, if you don't have, maybe now you have. You know, so that's one of my things because, like, since I believe in sneakers, I believe in giving back through sneakers.
Yeah.
It's like my
I get what you're saying. Yeah.
It's my charitable thing.
I feel like the one item I had to chill out on, like, I know I'm bringing this up, but it was purses. Like, it was getting out of hand.
Yeah, you talk about purses like your children.
It's so bad.
You talk about purses like your children.
Listen, it was so bad. Like, people was laughing at me. He was like, oh, how many purses you got? Like, laughing. I'm like, you don't want to know. It's like, it's ridiculous. It's in the hundreds. You don't want to know.
You don't sell any of them?
I feel like
you from the era of just selling shit after you got fly with it.
I'm just Those are my babies. Like, I would literally sell anything else but
this is why I said they like her children. That's why I asked that question. I'm like, because she can't get rid of them.
I'm like, I look at them, and some of them are beat down and old. I'm like, oh. But I'm like, that's too many memories. I'm too attached to them. Anything else I can sell, I don't even care. Those is like, oh, I
can't. But old, depending on what it's made out of.
Yeah.
Old leather, old denim or canvas actually adds character if it's not falling apart.
Damn. And like character. A lot of my purses also too I had got from my mom, so you know, in that era, that's they was fine. Making like authentic actual purses that would last a really long time, so it's just like, yeah, no, sometimes I just can't. I'd be like, nah, yeah. I need my purses. I'm
they
sorry.
Was your mom probably from the Dooney and Burke era and all that, like back in the day, like they had some work for their arms. That's funny. How's mom?
Well, she did pass away in 2017.
Sorry to hear that.
Shout out to her.
Love when you her. Said it, I got a tinge of that, but I wasn't sure. So.
Yeah, no, she amazing, amazing, amazing. She passed away in 2017. She was a school teacher, but she was like, back in her day, she would be modeling and all the other stuff. So I got a lot
she
of.
She was one of the ones. She one of one. You was little, yeah.
She was actually the one that really, like, she would bring me to my auditions mm-hmm. When I was younger. She tried to put me, like, little commercials and all this other stuff. So, yeah, no, I got a lot of my stuff from, like, her and her vibe and her style and her clothing and everything like that. She was fly. She was fly.
Well, rest in peace and God bless to that wonderful yeah. woman because she did a good job.
Thank you.
She did a great job. Let's do that for her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But that's dope. How young did the auditions and the training start for you?
She started me around, she put me in dance at 4 and then she started with like the auditions and stuff. I had to be like 5, 6.
Little black girls got to go to dance class.
Yeah.
You can't. Why? At the wedding. Like, it's not going to happen.
You cannot. Listen.
Yo, like dance class is like a major thing.
No, and she made sure I was sticking with it. I lied to you for years. I was doing ballet, point. Jazz, hip hop, this, tap, contemporary. I
did hip hop, tap, jazz, and ballet.
Yep, there you go.
I did ballet by accident. No, it wasn't an accident. How do I say it? Like, I wound up being the star of the recital. Like, I had reoccurring.
Mm-hmm, okay.
I was reoccurring in a recital.
Gotcha.
So they added me to another performance.
Got you.
You see what I'm saying?
Like,
but
he too fly. Then he already.
But I wasn't doing the. I was doing what I was doing. Right. Probably was doing more like hip hop during they thing.
Yeah.
I can't even remember so long ago. But I was a frog. I remember there that. I was the frog. So like I was in everything, and I wound up being in ballet classes. I was like, this is crazy, and they did it at the last minute because they had to.
Right.
Trying to learn.
Like, you were probably sitting there like, this is so random.
But that's probably why they didn't make me do anything really
too much.
Crazy.
Yeah.
They like, yo, he got to learn all this shit in 2 weeks.
Yeah, no, but I was doing that. And then I started up in like little school plays. And then she would like just start taking me to the little stuff outside of that.
Acting classes?
Yeah, just acting classes, little acting like auditions and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So I would just do little roles. And then
I
it just
did acting classes. I ran no audition route.
Yeah, there you
I
go.
Did all of that. I had a couple commercials after school special. I had some shit. I was all right. I was in the game for a little bit. Then I found basketball. I was like,
I don't know.
In all honesty, though, my agent passed. And my agent was a family friend. And I didn't really trust anybody back then because at the time, a lot of child actors was getting taken advantage of. We're seeing it now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I didn't want to get... I didn't love it enough to risk being mishandled.
Yeah.
And I came in with a comfort zone because she brought me in. You know what I mean? So it's like I never had to go through
like that.
Yeah.
Because listen, that one set, that was crazy when I watched it. I was like, oh my God.
Does it make you think anything? Like, you ever look back, like, was I slipping? Like, not that anything happened to you, but was it things going on around me?
Even realizing. Yeah. No, for sure. It definitely.
With certain energies.
Like, oh my God. Because
when you were a kid, you feel stuff you don't know why you don't like people.
Yeah. No, for sure. Listen, it'll definitely have you side-eyeing a lot of things. Thank God. I think my mom was very much on top and, like, making sure she was definitely, like, on my ass, making sure nothing. And I was having to turn a little baby because I'm the only girl. I have 3 brothers.
Dope,
I'm
dope,
literally
dope.
The only girl. So she was definitely like,
See,
but
that's what I always wanted. I wanted to have 3 boys first and then my daughter so they could raise her with me. Y'all gonna be outside when I ain't outside.
And surprisingly, I'm in the middle. I literally have
but
2
that's cool.
Listen.
It ain't gonna be perfect. It worked. It worked. I'm glad that she protected you though, but it's just weird. It's so strange because the industry is as predatory as it is cutthroat.
Yeah. No, it is.
And when I say predatory, I really mean perverted.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I
as it is cutthroat.
Perverted.
Like it's weird. And it's one of those things where you could change your life. And a lot of the kids aren't in it to change their life. They're chasing a dream. They want to be an actor.
Yeah. Like you, they're not realizing the size that come.
When I used to get checks, my dad used to give me a couple $100, put the rest in the bank. And I never really knew how much I got, but it was in my account.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He ain't need it.
Yeah, I'm excited. Listen, it's just crazy even now, like now that I'm like older and realizing a lot of things that's be going on, even like in the music industry, I just be like, yo, like you really have to make sure you keep people that you know is not gonna like just very trusted close to you, because it's a lot of messed up people out there, and especially in this industry.
What would your approach be if your child or godchild wanted to do this?
I feel like,
because they would come to you because you're the one.
Yeah. Definitely, you know, moving at a certain pace with it. I feel like just trying to rush them in and like, oh, you could do this, you could do that. Like, of course, I'm always going to support my child or godchild, whatever the case, dreams. Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. I'll never, you know, mm-hmm. backtrack that. But it's got to be with a certain caution. It definitely has to be with a certain caution at a certain age as well. I feel like I cannot, I still want to be looking over their shoulder and like making sure, but I can't do the child acting and all that. I can't like that. It's too scary to me, and it's too scary.
It's like everything else that we argue. They too young to make that decision
for themselves. Why? Exactly. Yeah. And then even as like an adult,
they don't
know
the effects it's gonna have on them. That's what I'm saying. Telling them we're about to go have fun on set.
Yeah. Listen, because like even as an adult,
the hurry up and wait game.
Because even as an adult, just seeing how people act towards me, why would I want to put a child through that? So it's like,
I dig that.
Nah, it definitely got to be at a certain age, and it definitely have to be with a level of understanding. Yeah, no, for sure.
I like that you said I like that you relate everything to time, because you even said a certain pace, and I think that that is very wise.
Yeah,
I think that that is super important, and we know that sometimes things explode.
Really, nope.
But that's why we put our hat in the ring when we're ready. So that if it does take off, so those two things.
We know how to handle it. Yeah, exactly.
I like that. I like that a lot. Yeah, wow, I really did a good job, man. Shout out to her. You know what I'm saying? What's and your brothers. Let's get them a hand.
Listen.
You know what I'm saying? Clap for them too, man. Shout out to your brothers. No, that's ill. What would be your dream? See, you so early in it, but to be on to as a rapper, what would be the point that you would want to reach that's like, I need to do that?
Ooh, that's tricky, because I'm gonna be honest with you, I think about that, and I know I'm young, but I just feel like there's never an age limit where you stop growing. I feel like even close on your deathbed, there's never an age where you stop growing. Mm-hmm. And can stop teaching and stop and learning new things. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I can reach that point, yeah, but then what's next? Because you know what I mean? Like, it's like,
what's over the hill?
Yeah. You know what I mean?
What's like, on the other side of this mountain?
Exactly. And I'm not saying the grass is always greener, but it's like, if you work so much to this one point, what if you reach it, then what? It's like you know what I mean? So it's like, of course, I set like many goals for myself in terms of.
And you
like,
acknowledge okay, them when you cross.
There you go. Like,
little baby celebration.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like.
Little dance or shot. I did that.
Yeah, so it's just like, I definitely try to set goals in terms of, you know what, I want to perform a little bit more. I want to meet more people. I want to get travel a little bit more. Mm-hmm. I want to reach a point where, you know, I can start performing for big names and stuff like that, or mm-hmm. opening or doing my own thing. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, you know, a lot of people have those dreams, but it's also like, once I feel like I'm inspiring others and they're also inspiring me, mm-hmm. and I'm not losing that sense of like, oh, this is not for me anymore, this is turning more into a business than it is like me enjoying it. Mm-hmm. I feel like I still have time to grow, and I feel like that's not gonna change.
And I'm not, trust me, not rushing the goal at all. I'm just always intrigued by what artists want to get out of it. The same as if you was meeting with somebody that was gonna represent you, they're gonna ask you, what do you want from this?
From this, yeah.
Because the trajectory and the people I call are based on that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
once I start this train moving, we on it.
Yeah, no, for sure.
So it's very important to have that understanding of what your goals are, and the fact that things can change because you are multifaceted also.
Yeah.
You don't want to neglect that. But that poetry book got to come out, damn it.
I know. Sorry. I know. But yeah, I feel like I do set goals for myself in terms of, you know, what's the next step. And I try to pace it by a year. what do I want by the end of this year? Mm-hmm. What do I want by the end of next year? So I try to do it like that only because...
That's a conversation people have. How often do you update your vision board?
There you go. And I feel like... Because I feel like I can always want dreams years from now. But I quickly learned that, like, you know, life happens. And good or bad, it's like I want to take things as is. And I noticed that I was stressing and having a lot of anxiety when I looked too forward. Mm-hmm. And I was... Like, I talk about pacing.
That's wisdom.
Yeah.
Talking at work right now.
I was just noticing, like, I was being so anxious, breaking down every day. Like, I was so scared of, like, oh, what is going to happen in the next 5-10 years? Like, and it's just like, I was missing out on a lot of good things that was happening right then and there. So, I try to pace myself.
No, this is heavy talk. I like it.
Yeah, like for sure. I try to pace myself at least by a year. Mm-hmm. At least by a year. Okay, what do I want by the end of this year? I know I want to put out another music video. I know I want to do this. I know I want to do that. And whatever comes along with it, then it will always be a bonus to me. Like, it will always be like, okay, this is not what I put there for me, but this is happening right now, and I can experience it, and I can live in that moment, and I can enjoy it, instead of just me being like, oh, that happened, okay, and, like, trying to dash still to the dream.
Yeah, and not appreciate it. And yeah. Those moments matter, trust me, because we see so many people say, I got all the way here and realized I wasn't really enjoying myself.
And that scares me.
I didn't realize what I accomplished. And it's like, oh my God, that's so sad.
That is sad.
It's great to have success, but success always has quotes around it.
Yeah.
For a reason. For sure. Because what is it if you don't enjoy the process? Because tomorrow ain't promised. And we know that for a fact.
And that's the same when when I hear people say, I'm just trying to be happy. Happy isn't a fleeting emotion, just as sadness, just as every other emotion that you have. You are trying to experience life. It is okay to be content in life. It is okay to have that, like, moment where you are just content. Mm-hmm. Happiness, there's no such thing as you obtaining happiness. It comes and it goes. Mm-hmm. And therefore, you are experiencing happiness. You're just not appreciating it when it's there. Mm-hmm. So I just feel the same way about...
The sun don't mean the same without the rain anyway.
Exactly. There you go. So I just feel the same way about what I want to accomplish and years to go. And I feel like I just want to obviously always have ambition, but mm-hmm. I just don't want to miss out on a lot of things that's happening, because I look back even now on, you know, my experience even from last year, and so much has changed, like so much.
And that's what's crazy about this thing. Like, and you're literally giving me energy right now. You boosting me, because I like to hear people that talk how I like to talk. Listen, especially that's younger, because I hate to try to put it, a space between us, but it's just, I come from a generation of people that are saying that they don't get it. Y'all don't get it. Yeah. And when I can put y'all in front of this camera and this microphone, like,
we get it.
And the people from here to there get to see, like, no, I know some dope young motherfuckers that y'all might as well tap in with now.
Yeah.
Because they already are talking about things that matter at a young age. We're not waiting for them to mature and get out of these phases.
Exactly.
They're talking about stuff that matters. They understand. They know how to represent themselves.
Yeah.
And I think that it's important, and I think that it's exciting. So I just wanted to say that, because it's fire. It's fire talking to you. I love talking to Dame. Dame not that old. You would think Dame was so much older, yo. Like, he's not that old.
No, not at all.
My God, YB Norris. You know, it's like, it's certain people that I talk to, and it's like, talking to y'all really gives me energy to be like, yo, I'm going to keep fighting for them.
Yeah, for sure.
Because everybody say the younger generations don't listen. And it's like, well, how long did you try to talk? And how many approaches did you try? And how many times did you try that? Did you get one or two people that said, fuck you, old head, and you gave up on a whole generation?
Exactly. People hear one bad statement out of 1,000 and they focus just on that.
But they don't have the confidence that you had. You see what I'm saying? And that's the thing that we can't, like, people find a lot of excuses to cover up their insecurities.
Yeah. For sure.
A lot of excuses to cover up their insecurities instead of facing things and figuring out what they really can. Like, you way greater than you knew you were.
Exactly.
Like you said about your year. Leaps and bounds.
Yeah, there you go.
What I do to hold myself to task is I say it publicly. Like, we had the 100th episode, 200th episode. I told that audience on camera and in the building.
Yeah.
This is what we're going to do with this platform from here on. This is going to go this way. This is what's going to happen.
Sure.
And I stuck to it, because once I'm the kind of person that I need people to know what I'm, to a certain extent. To a certain extent. Because personal things are personal. And, you know, I don't I'm pretty good at stashing certain things.
Right.
But when it's something that I'm mulling over in my head, like, no, we got to figure this out. This is something that has to happen. I haven't really figured it out yet.
Yeah.
I put it in the universe and I figure it out.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to be accountable for that. And the people will run up to you like, yo, you said you
were about to do that.
You be like, man. And I never really have to put myself in that situation. I'm usually... I'm blessed with a good network.
Yeah.
So once you put that out, the ball starts rolling and my wheels start turning and I start looking at the universe for the things that I can put together to make that thing happen.
For sure.
Same as, you know, we was talking about before with the network. When you see something talented, you might not need it right now.
Yeah.
But I can use you later.
Later.
You stay safe. You stay out of jail. Don't get no car accidents, no DUIs, nothing. No. But that's how you got to do it.
Because, yeah, for sure.
You know, it is what it is.
For sure.
Awesome. Awesome. What is something that you enjoy that's not entertainment related? Because you can't just entertain us.
Yeah.
The whole time. You wear five hats on the stage. Pick something off the stage to do. Can you shoot a basketball?
It's really funny,
do you
but...
you go paintball it? Like, what do you do?
Listen, if people would not be much of to know me... I be doing anything. Like, I be on side quests.
And I know you a gamer, though.
Yeah, I do game.
What kind of gaming?
I play Call of Duty. I play Fortnite. I play Dead by Daylight. I used to be
a savage gamer. And you be cussing people out in the head? Well, y'all can't cuss people out no more. They changed all that. Them little eight-year-olds fucked everything up. They just calling y'all niggas.
Literally clowning us. Like, how old are you? You're going to be crying. I'm like... okay. like, oh, okay.
The gaming world is fascinating to me.
No, literally. I be even dipping into some Roblox. Listen, they don't know about that. The Roblox and Legos, they don't know about that.
You are hilarious. So do you stream when you game?
No, I just play.
You just play?
I just play. I feel like that's like my low-key downtime.
Do you have teams and tournaments? Like, you do that?
For real? No, I literally just be hopping on my friends. Like, I literally be like, yo, you trying to hop on a game? And we just hop on a game.
So how good are you?
Listen, some say I'm prepping them thing.
I mean, some might say it.
No, I am good. You really good? Also, it depends on the game. Like, some games I'm really, like, I'm just getting into and I'm like, all right, what the fuck am I doing? But other games, I'm like, all right, yeah, I got this. That's fine.
What's your most played game and is it your best game?
Dead by Daylight, I play a lot.
The best at that one?
Oh, for sure.
Out of all of them?
No, for sure. I know I am.
Yo, the confidence. See, like, the acting shit crazy because she know how to use her face while she say stuff. So when she wants to be convincing, and I know we a couple feet away from the, so y'all might can't see what the eyebrows is doing while the eyeballs is doing something else. But she's hilarious. Acting like the mom off of Power. What's the mom? Oh, Mary, not, what's her name, mom? Little 50 Cent mom. Little 50 Cent playing that young boy mom. But yeah, you acting like her. And she's a Broadway actress.
Yeah.
She's actually probably the best actress on all them series, for real, for real. She gives it up.
They cast well. I will say that. They cast it well. They cast it well, for sure.
They did.
But no, that, what else? I be crocheting.
Mm.
I'll get into that. I really feel like I be knowing in the moment, like I'll be reading somewhere, just that type of stuff. I really just be doing random stuff. I'll do laser tag, like anything you bring to the table. 9 times out of 10, I'll do it. Like, I'll be like,
so okay. You're a gamer, like in the full sense of the word. Like, you game. I'm game for it. What we doing? Let's go. That's fire though. That's dope. That's crazy though, because it's like you do all of these things up here, and then you willing to do whatever. Like, you just don't sit still.
No.
You don't smoke.
Sometimes here and there.
Yeah, cause you probably need to smoke. Yo. It's crazy.
Listen, I feel like you'll catch me sipping on something more before you catch me smoking. But I do be smoking when it's terms of like parties or I'm just chilling or somebody offering me. Somebody like, oh, I'm trying to roll up. I'm like, okay, whatever. But otherwise than that, yeah, no, I just be on go. I be.
Pressure. I don't even know if I want you to smoke. You might stop talking.
I go nonverbal. Just completely stop talking.
like
this. I'd be like this. And what else?
Interesting.
Yeah. No, I made sure I was like, let me chill, because I feel like once I smoke, I just be like, and La La Land. So I'm like, let me be here. Let me be present.
Go. Oh, well, you know, if you go off on a reservation, you can wear them boots. What outfit did you wear with the boots? Is it a picture on Instagram of these boots?
Let me see.
Do we have pictures? Did you send your bestie a picture of these boots? We got to find these boots.
Because I actually might do have a picture of these boots.
Yeah, we might send them to production to add in, to insert here. Because I'm very intrigued by these $2,000 boots.
Where are they?
Because like I said, I'm thrifty. I spent all my money young and now I'm cheap, but the shit be fly, so I'm decent.
I might have took a picture and I gotta find it. Gotta find it.
If you find it, I would like to see it. I would like to see it.
Because I do just be having random shoes on.
Call your ex-boyfriend, tell him to send a picture. So send that shit. Remember that time I had the boots on? You know the boots. I don't care what she's saying in the background. Just send my boots. Hang the phone up and send the boots. That's how you talk to yours?
Like I said, I'm like this. Oh. My fault. You know, he'd be like, my fault.
Yeah, when you start looking like your head bent, motherfuckers probably be like, I'm just go outside for 2 days. Just go outside for 2 days.
Like, let me go touch grass.
Yeah, let me just go, you know, take a walk. But I'll be back. I'm going to take a walk because I don't want that exit.
It's too funny.
It's funny because it's true. The fact that you react, everything that I have assumed about you, you have confirmed.
Listen, I got to make a face because it's like, maybe, maybe not. I don't know. We find out. Listen.
All right. So, with you having the energy that you have and the name that you have, I'm forced to ask you about your jewelry at this point.
All right. So, let's get into it. I have an Egyptian scripture. I got it from this spiritual shop down on South Street that I really love. Mm-hmm. The woman hooked me up. She gave me that black look like, you another black person, let me hook you up. So, because we were chatting and whatever. And I also, my aunt had got me
energy thing.
This Egyptian beetle as well. I think they're really cool. I actually wanted to just start learning more into it. And then my other stuff, I just feel like it's random. I stole this from my producer. I love Hello
that
Kitty.
That shit look like dice.
It's like little gum. It's like those, you know those really big gumballs that you see? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what it looked like to me.
Like dinosaur eggs. gumballs. I get the gumballs though. I get it. I know which ones you're talking about.
Other ones, they're just different type of like crystal beads and stuff. And then this my Hello Kitty one. So yeah, that's my jewelry. I don't have all my jewelry on. I also have like a Dooms ring and stuff.
So, you know what I just realized? I never paused to shout out my sponsor. Shout out Rich Jewels. Rich Jewels. My sponsor. Yeah. We as go. We talk about jewelry.
There we go.
We good. But I'm gonna see Rich tomorrow actually and get some new situation photo shoot.
There
all
we
that
go.
Kind of shit. It's funny when you do one thing. You got to do everything.
Everything, right?
Like, oh, now I'm a model.
Like, this like
I, didn't, I didn't plan on modeling when I decided to be a rapper. Like,
I also do a little bit of rock climbing, but like this. I didn't really plan for that to go like that. So,
would you skydive, gamer?
It's funny because I'm actually terrified of fucking heights. So,
that would be what you would do. You face your fears. You a gangster.
Oh my god, I don't know.
What would your brother say?
I'm lucky like, no. Chicken with that.
What about your best friend with all the shoes? Would she skydive?
She could skydive the type. She probably would.
See, I had a feeling that was her.
She probably
so what if she booked it? Would you go?
I mean, yeah, I would go then. I'd just be scared. I'd be like, oh my god, like, because you don't understand. I get up, I think I can handle it, and I get up on those heights, especially when I used to have to carry my own floaty up on them, like those steep steps.
Yeah, with the water park.
I would break down. I'd be like, I can't do this. I can't. Mm-mm.
And you would take the long walk back down. Oh, that's, you know, it's faster if you get on the slide.
Listen,
you get down faster on the slide.
People have to close my eyes so I can literally just continue to, because I can't. Like, they force me to get on roller coasters now. Like, they're fun, but, like, I'm just scared of the heights.
One thing that I loved about my dad when I was a kid, and it might sound like abuse now. I don't know. But back in the day, I had to get on every ride. And his thing was, if you get scared, close your eyes. So even on a roller coaster, like what if you close your eyes, the anticipation is a large part of it, right? When you see what's coming.
Yeah.
So he used to tell me to do that. So I got to the point where now I'm a roller coaster maniac. But like, I done caught a whole migraine on a roller coaster and ended my whole day one time doing some. I should have never got on that motherfucker. But anyway, Roller Coaster was less than a minute, and I had a headache for 8 hours. Like, what? Nah. So, like, I was trained for that. But the trick is to close your eyes.
Listen, I got to. I literally just be like, it'll get to a point where I'm up there, and I just start laughing. But it's not like, ha, this is funny. Like, I just be laughing out of fear.
I'm about to pee on myself. Yeah, like, y'all gonna see?
I'm like, yeah,
y'all
no.
Y'all about to watch me pee on myself.
Yeah. Like, I'm actually like, literally shitting myself. Like, ha.
I'll be honest, though. Like, two things. One is, when you're that close together to a friend, it's like what you said. Like, if she do it, because it's like, if we gonna go together, bitch.
No, literally.
Like, because I've gotten on little planes with the homies because it's like, well, fuck it. We all in.
Right. Nah.
But the second thing is, I'm this friend. I'm coming. But I'm gonna be on the ground making sure I get your ankles on your way down. You good? Look. That's my nigga right there. That's him. The blue dot. It's my nigga. I'm gonna make sure I get all your angles, all the way. I might even run out as far as they let me run out to make sure I get. You know, I got time. I can get all of this. I can go woo, and I'll be right at the gate.
Right in the front.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm that homie. I'm supportive.
Listen.
I'm supportive. Listen. And it's crazy because I'm watching one of my favorite rappers, Redman, jump out of planes every day on Instagram. And I'm like, this thing is old as shit.
Jump out of plane
every week. Bro.
Listen.
But it's something that, you know, people get out of it. And I definitely understand it if they have a phobia like you had. Because if you break that wall, like roller coasters ain't shit.
Yeah, no. Literally. roller coasters, I'm sitting there with a dead face like.
Roller coasters turning teacups.
Listen, I'm sitting on a roller coaster like, everybody screaming.
Like, you want to swing. We want to swing. Yo, that's funny as hell, though, yo.
I have to ask you, what is the most random hobby that you have picked up?
Damn, what's the most random hobby I got? That I currently have or that I've had?
Either or.
Partying with white people. I'm so serious. This has been going on for a while. I'm out with myself. I've been to quite a few festivals. But, no, like, you know, where you from, where we from, or I'm from. I don't know where you from necessarily.
I know where we from.
But motherfuckers be like, I always see you in pictures partying with the white folks. And it's like, for a long time ago, I met a millionaire white boy.
Mm-hmm.
And we was partying in mansions all summer. We was mansion hopping.
Listen, you got...
We was throwing parties in the mansion every day for like a month. It was crazy. And I'm like, yo, nobody fights. Nobody's ice grilling.
No.
Motherfuckers got weed and shit. If you wasn't... They got that. So if they give
you...
If they give you that, then you get in. You drive the car. Let me hold the car. I'm about to go get the beer. Yeah, Bentley. I'm out. Like, it's different. No, I'm joking.
No, I'm like, mine was definitely, I like just recently started picking up piercing.
Yeah, I see you went crazy on the nostrils.
Oh, yeah, no.
You didn't like your nose? Are you mad at your, are you upset at your nose?
I feel like.
Or did your nose need more attention? Your nose needed decoration. It was a Christmas tree.
It did need more decorations. I feel like I was feeling plain. I was like, you know what I mean? I feel like I got to build up more up tattoos, but I love tattoos and piercings. I was like, especially piercings. I got more in my ears. I got like 10 altogether in my ears, I believe. Yeah, 10. And then 3. And I got one in my stomach. And then, yeah, I was like, why not learn how to pierce other people? So that's where that's been going.
But like, metal detectors.
They don't go off. We chilling.
I hate to be at the door like...
That's
crazy.
I'll be like this. Oh.
Just wave the wand. It's my head.
Literally.
It's my head.
There you go.
So what's the limit? Like, you got 10 in the ears, and you want more tattoos, and you got
I definitely want more tattoos.
Got quite a bit of ink.
I definitely do.
You know how many tattoos you got?
I have, let's go through them. I have the barbed wires on my wrist.
Because she's shackled down.
I got my mom's name. I got my brother's name. I got
on the flip side of the barbed wires, which is fly.
Yo, listen,
that's fly.
I got this python coming out of a skull, because I like reptiles. I got this Grim Reaper.
It's more than reptile. The snake is going up to the devil. I mean, the reaper and the skull. This is death arm.
Listen, I actually do really like gory or dark tattoos.
This is a death arm. I'm looking at the next one.
Oh, yeah. This one is like a hand clawing at a heart. I got this Junji Ito piece if anybody's into manga. This is the long
sleeve. That's actually dope as hell. I don't know what it is, but that's whoever did that.
He's an awesome artist. His name is Junji Ito, and I wanted it with a piece from one of my favorite mangas. It's like an anime kind of like book. I
figured
So I really wanted that piece. He writes a lot of like horror and gore mangas. So I really
and he does tattooing.
Oh no. I had somebody just tattoo.
Oh, all right. No, that's a good piece.
So I got that. And then I have these two spiders, yin and yang.
Oh.
On the back of my
Where they come from? They new?
Yeah, they're new. They're definitely new.
One of them healing.
Yeah, they are healing. I just got them. I just got them.
I see they healing. Yeah.
So
I got four. Yeah. One, two, three, four.
You have to hit the Macarena with I'm simple. One, two, three.
But you know, it's one of those things too, like speaking it, like I want my whole sleeve done. So it's one, two, three, four. But I do have I technically have a death arm. The tombstone is here. I got the block because we lost a lot of people from the block.
Right.
So I didn't want to get everybody's name. It would have been my whole back.
Yeah.
I got my grandma.
Beautiful.
And my grandfather's right here. So it's like,
here we go.
I kind of got a death arm too. I can't really judge it. But you know what I thought about it after I started getting tattoos?
Mm.
I started looking in more magazines. I should have left all of this blank and had all of this inked up. There. And then left all of this blank and had all of this inked up.
And then,
like, I should have did like the white folk do. Because them jaws be crazy.
Listen, they
you
be
see the ones that all they should be like a collar line? Like, if they unbutton their shirt, you don't see nothing.
Sure.
But if they take their shirt off, then they're not white no more.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo.
You'd be like, when did you have that?
How much does that cost? You like a whole stockbroker or something. Like, how much does that cost to get your... And it should be work. It'd be dope work.
Yeah, no, for sure. Thank God.
I thought about doing that after I already was in too deep.
No, thank God I never really... I think I paid for one tattoo because my goddad's a tattoo artist.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also have my best friend... tattoos. So
see, we're speaking about god children and her goddad inks her. That's amazing. That is fire.
So yeah, that's never had to pay for a tattoo, so that was a great thing about that.
See, I got I used to get high and drunk with a couple tattoo artists in college.
Mm-hmm.
I got like a random free joint, a $30 joint. Like, niggas just
when
be
it
like,
first started now. Yeah,
no, the thing is, the one white boy had a great he had a shop. I was in Baltimore. He had a shop that was popping.
Mm-hmm.
So he used to want to hang with the niggas after he leave the shop. He used to come chill with us. He was cool.
Right.
And he would get on and be like, yo, let me tat you. And you like, you ain't asked for it. So then you would sit there and like, he started this one with Product of My Environment.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing I know, he hit this bone right here. And I was like, where you get down there? What the fuck?
But like, hold on. You did that a little too fast.
Like, and it was smooth. I'm like, that's crazy. But you know, that bone hurt. Oh,
yeah, no. My wrist one's hurt. I was like, oh, okay. What did I sign up for?
What's your fuck you money tattoo? Like, when it's over, like, for the world, what's that tattoo? Where you getting that one at?
That's definitely going to be a back piece. That's definitely going to be a back piece, I feel like.
There. But you can still hide that, so you ain't going to get nothing crazy. That's just going to be, like, fuck it money.
Because I feel like I feel like I'd be trying to plan out at least a little bit, like, what I kind of want. Like, I know my next tattoo, I'm getting a centipede through my tattoos right there. Oh my God, why did I forget my... I literally have two behind my ear. I don't know how I forgot about that. I have ants and a dagger behind my ear.
Why ants?
They're cute.
Ants are cute. So what do your boyfriends look like? Anyway.
My boyfriend cute, y'all.
He just like a beetle. He's all right. He big though. You know what I mean?
No, my boyfriend cute. Not too much on him.
No disrespect on me. No harm. That just was funny because the answer's cute. Like, what are we doing here? I think you should second guess the answer more than me. But it's okay.
Oh my God.
No, you know, so a lot of beautiful women like a little bit ugly. It's sexy talk.
Whatever. Oh my god, that's funny.
Bro, I don't know. You might be ugly. No, I'm joking. I'm joking. These are jokes.
Listen, Miles.
Oh.
Don't listen to him. Don't listen to him.
I'm giving him a hand. She said the name and all that. Bro, salute. Salute, homie. Hold it down. Sheesh. Make sure she don't get too much dark stuff on her body, though, man. God damn. Girl's crazy. It ain't gonna be nothing but a pink cushion portrait.
Listen.
And you with it. You all for it. He probably, how many pairs has he got? Oh, shit. That's
no, he is, you talking about, like, in terms of sneakers?
I said portrait. Piercings.
Oh, I thought you said pairs.
I said piercings.
Piercings. Oh, no, he don't got nothing.
How many sneakers do he have? Because that's an interesting conversation. Did your man have to be a sneakerhead? Because you going to judge. You put them with them. You ain't had nothing else to wear, huh?
That's interesting choice.
So how many pairs of sneakers he got?
Oh, he gotta have like 20 pairs. He got it like, or 20 and up. I don't know. This man, the sneakers he have, they all are sneakers that I saw that just look expensive. And I'm like,
I'm not there yet.
I'm like, whoa, those.
I could get some cowboy boots with some centipedes on them, but if I get them.
No, I was sitting there looking. I'd be looking at sneakers like, those are definitely expensive as hell. I don't know how you got. You know what? Vibe out.
I mean, yeah, mind your business unless you gotta buy them.
That's.
Yeah. You know how I go. You ask how much it costs. It's like, what you paying for?
No, literally, but no. In terms of your original question, no, my boyfriend, he don't got no tats, no piercings.
Mm.
He just vibing out.
Mm-hmm.
He just vibing out.
That's interesting.
We're the same personality wise, but he is introverted and I'm very extroverted. It's like,
well, that's a balance.
Yeah, no,
that's
it's a balance.
That's dope. That's fire. And good luck to y'all. Wish y'all the best. Let the people know how to keep up with everything you got going on, how to tap in with you.
All right. So you can keep up with me at mmm.okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. You can also just search up Yelly Sneaks and I will pop up that way. Right now, I'll just give a quick little rundown. I have a music video out called This Yelly.
Mm-hmm.
I have my new single out. I have this all women's mixtape also coming out.
Mm, happy.
There we go. I'm also in the film. So look out for that.
What's the name of the film? You got it?
It's 5-4. Mm-hmm. Why can't I remember the numbers? It's numbers. I'm bad with numbers.
Mm. We're gonna find out.
It's like 649 or something. One of those numbers. I don't know. But
it's numbers and she in it.
I'm in it. You're gonna see me post it eventually. But yeah, I have a lot of projects coming out soon. But right now, y'all can tune me in for any like music videos and stuff because I do have a music video out. So yeah.
Mm, fly.
That's what's going on with me. But yeah.
Well, I appreciated you. I've had a great time with you.
Same.
You enjoy yourself?
I did. You had me cracking up. I was like, oh, this is too funny. Glad you brought me on.
Glad to have you. Welcome back anytime. But we're going to get out of here and take these pictures and sign the board and all that.
This is Sippin' with Sammy. I am Mr. Flash and only the one and only Sippin' with Sammy. Sam Malone, Barstool, Rug. If you ain't sippin' with Sammy, you ain't sippin' right. Please get your fucking life together.
Fucking yuppie transplant. Move the fuck out. Get out of our fucking city. You ain't even fucking born here. Tired of you motherfuckers.
It's the king of hoops, baby! Sam Malone, what up?
Slick as I wanna be, smooth as ever seen. Melody could be felony, what you telling me? Learn to play from Bill Bellamy, Peter Guns, someone else. I'm something else, something different. That's what she sniffing. Caught Malone shit, different from pimping. Scene was basic till I slipped in. Trapping, loading, clipping, saying on niggas bitches. I call niggas bitches. Like bitch, handle business. First boy, yank like incense. Twist 3, dismiss. That's Malone's mistress. Music business, I'm trafficking. What was mastered in? Led through a path of sin. Walls crashing in. Cashing in, couldn't figure out what was happening. But trapped again, backfire from trapping in. Shit, ironic as hell. My pocket's loud in the cell while waiting on Tiny to post bell. Oh, hell.
Don't get what you're looking for. Yeah.
shower and shit time. Yeah. Outside of Moor Hills, all ting brown. Yeah. Like tunnels with backwoods, spark woods countless. Nice pitch black, go legit. Switch back, yeah. Loud pack, six pack, V8 hardly switch that. Ready to flip mattress, couches, and pounce. Something about grinding it out, I'm so bout it. Ready to get what I came for. Same ball, plenty quarters bent in my stint, I became more. When it became war, I gave him Armageddon. Yes. Born legend, Sammy the veteran, I would bet on him. Follow his lead, take heed, use caution, never the one flossing. Respect Duke bosses, yes, respect who the raws from up top. Sam Malone with Corey Rose, women not stop.